It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Much love and many thanks to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. I hope you're safe. I hope you're well. I hope you are absolutely amazing. This is when the show gets started every weekday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to super producer and host Ryan Hickey holding it down for us in New York City. We got a lot to get into on this Tuesday. Of course we do. NFL approving some rule changes somewhere down the line real soon, man. We might have the elimination of the tush push. We'll get into it. We did learn today that the NFL is going to change its overtime rules. I'll explain that in a minute. Jerry Jones is saying Jerry Jones things. Jerry Jones is like, man, I talked to Micah Parsons directly about his contract. Who cares if he has an agent? I don't even know the guy's name. Well, damn, kind of disrespectful from Jerry Jones. We'll get into that. Everybody in Major League Baseball is getting their hands on one of these torpedo bats. You still got to swing the bat and make contact. If you suck at that, I don't know if a torpedo bat will help you. Giannis and Ja Morant, rumors about them moving on from their current NBA teams. The Oakland A's no longer in Oakland. They move into Sacramento. Art Rooney feels good about Aaron Rodgers moving into the black and yellow. And then Tiger Woods, a couple of weeks ago, he told everybody about his new relationship. Well, Tiger Woods had a joke today for April Fool's Day. He said he feels good enough to participate in the Masters despite recovering from a torn Achilles. Somebody tell Tiger Woods he's not funny. Somebody go ahead and do that. We got Garrett Padel joining us, CBS Sports NFL writer. We got a couple of guys in the NBA, well, five of them, who've been suspended. So we got a lot to get into. You can always listen to the show on the free Odyssey app. You can listen on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. If you got SiriusXM, it's channel 375. And if you got a smart speaker, ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. You can find me online everywhere at JR Sport Brief. If you want to call, you can do that too. Here's a new phone number, 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Super producer and host Ryan Hickey, how are you, man? You good?
I am good, JR, largely because outside of what you said about Tiger Woods, I feel like I did not see too many April Fool's Day jokes. So I'm very much appreciative of that.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. You didn't see. His is the only joke that I saw, and it wasn't even that funny. I looked at it immediately and was just like, this is just Tiger Woods trying to have a sense of humor. I didn't see anything else. Nothing else comes to your mind?
I saw Arizona State tweet out that they're changing their field color to, like, their maroon.
Oh, boy.
Other than that, I don't really think I've seen any other, even attempts, thankfully, for the most part, at New Year's or April Fool's Day jokes.
Yeah, I guess that's good for social media. I haven't cared about April Fool's since I was in the third grade, okay? Like, what am I being, I got better things in life to worry about than some silly tricks, okay? Hickey, I once heard in a cartoon commercial, tricks are for kids.
Oh, man. Haven't heard that one in a long time.
Yeah, tricks are for kids. They can also be for other people, but...
Who came up with this idea?
Tricks
Who's up, the genius?
April Fool's?
Yeah, that said, we're going to have a national day where everyone's just going to make jokes that aren't real, and we're just going to get away with it.
I don't. Good question. I don't know. Google has the answer somewhere. I don't know. Pretty sure you'll get a lot of responses.
In an institution.
The person's, some historians suggest that April Fool's originated because in the Middle Ages, New Year's Day was celebrated on March 25th in most European towns. I don't know. You gotta read the rest of it, Hickey, okay? This thing apparently goes back a long time.
Jeez. We're still celebrating something from the Middle Ages. Come on.
Hickey, there's a lot of things people celebrate for the Middle Ages.
Fair. You're right. This is, though, a holiday that should be dropped permanently.
Well, yeah. Now I hear you. At least nobody got. Nobody tried to personally try to hit you with a joke, did they?
No. No, thankfully.
Good. Nobody tried to get me either. So here we are. End of the day. I think we're going to go the entire show without any April Fool's foolery. Now, having said that, We do know that the NFL owners meetings have taken place starting over the weekend. And there were no jokes told today. Everything was quite serious, especially the fact that the NFL has decided to move forward with some new rules. And then also the NFL is also considering implementing rules or maybe voting on them at another time, I believe in May, at the next set of owners meetings in Minneapolis, St. Paul, Minnesota, the Twin Cities. But right now they're in Florida and all these billionaires got together. Somebody's feeding them grapes. They're drinking Diet Cokes, moving assistants around, telling them what to do, what type of food they want. Don't put this in there. This is what the billionaires of the NFL are doing. And then they took some time to vote. And some of the rules that the NFL is going to change, that they are going to change coming up this season. How about this one? I think this is the biggest rule, one of them. We now have an overtime where both teams are going to get the football. And they're going to have an opportunity to score. No more you kick a field goal, the other team gets a chance. No more of this. If you score a touchdown in overtime, you automatically win the game. All of that is over. You score a touchdown, the other team has a chance to score a touchdown. That's it. And if you don't, that's it. Done. 10 minutes. 10-minute overtime period instead of 15. And so everybody just, we all get extra football now when it comes to overtime. We know that this rule was implemented in the postseason, but then in the regular season, I guess they tried to save time. You know, both teams got the ball and in the playoffs. We saw what happened with the Buffalo Bills a few years ago against the Kansas City Chiefs. They had that thriller and then they didn't get a chance to score. And then they changed the rule for overtime, but then they kept it in the regular season. Now it's consistent all the way through. Both teams are now guaranteed a possession in overtime during the regular season. How much more football you get, how much extra football, I have no idea. But we'll see some every now and then. Also, the NFL implementing another rule. This one on touchbacks. Okay, the NFL, the kickoff, is now going to be moved from the 30-yard line to the 35-yard line to basically try to generate more returns. Look, the NFL actually went through a period where I believed that they were going to eliminate the kickoff completely. And they didn't do that. They moved the line where the kicker got kicked. And they also moved the line for where touchback was. So we actually got more returns. Well, now they're changing the spot of a touchback to try to encourage guys to, hey, you got the ball in the end zone. Run your behind out of it. I'm fine with both of these rules. I'm not losing sleep. I personally didn't need another possession in overtime, but ain't nothing to split hairs over. I do not care. The more football, the merrier. I mean, one day we're going to get a season where we got these dudes running around playing 18 games in an NFL season. So it's not lost to me that change is inevitable. Having the kickoff and moving the touchback marker is also good because I look at this and go, hey, I thought the thing was just about eliminated. Great. Here's some other minor changes in the offseason that you might want to pay attention to. Teams are now permitted to talk with up to 5 free agents during the legal tampering period. We heard that Mike Tomlin was really a fan of this, but then also he didn't just want to talk to no agent. He wanted to talk to the players. This is also something great. Those old men in pajamas with the NFL chain gang measuring first downs, it's over. It's done. There'll be backups. The NFL will now use Hawkeye technology to measure first downs. No more old guys coming out with chains and sticks and pajamas in 2025. I'm sure the camera will inevitably break down. People will complain. And then the old guys will still have a job, so good for them. And those are some of the changes that we'll see. I got no problem with any of them. And out of all the changes here, it's not about overtime. It's not about touchbacks and kickoffs. I'm glad that the NFL is finally embracing technology. They can shovel us all of these stats about how fast the guy was running, how high he jumped, his top speed. I do not care. Did the guy cross the first line marker? or was he stopped? We don't need index cards. We don't need hand-eye measurements. You got all the technology in the world. You got all the cameras in the world. Everybody's utilizing everything. And the NFL has finally joined the party that we have in soccer, that we have in tennis. Use the technology to determine where the damn ball is. That's the most exciting thing that took place today. Welcome to 2025, the NFL. Thank you very much. Hickey, are any of those changes that were voted on, do you have any issue with any of them?
No. Well, I'm with you. It's good that, number one, the NFL is embracing technology. I feel like it's one of the biggest complaints that we as fans have is just the answer is obvious, yet they refuse to actually go to the means to get the obvious answer sometimes. So I like that. The kickoff hopefully should help get more returns, which is, you know, maybe add some excitement to the game. No, I think every rule that's at least been passed today, I think will make the game better, maybe in some small instances here, but I think overall make the game better in 2025 and beyond.
Yeah, I'm hoping so, yeah. And this also, I know that now we added all this extra time and potential overtime scenarios. Utilizing Hawkeye technology, you would think that we save some time during the course of the game. Unless the referees, Hickey, could you imagine a referee is going to have to run off of the field? You're going to have to look at some stupid computer monitor. He's going to have to put on some headset and wait for some genius in New York City to tell him the computer said it's a first down. I mean, if they got to go through all of that drama, then I think it's a complete waste of time. But I don't know. I mean, we got all this technology. I don't think we have clarity yet on how the measurement will take place. Is somebody running out with a screen alerting the ref? Is he going to have an earpiece in telling him it was a first down? Like, make him wear an earpiece. Have a producer yell in his ear, it's a first down, and keep it moving. That part, there's not so much clarity yet.
You know, it'd be electric if they do, or if they have like they do in tennis, when you show the replay in the big screen, and all of a sudden, like, you know, like the ball comes in, it's either on the line or it's not. Maybe like we'll have some sort of line, and did the ball cross the line or not? And everyone's watching on the big screen with bated breath. Did it cross? It did. First down. Let's go.
Wow.
That'll be exciting.
Yeah, I don't know if the NFL Referees Association will be in favor of that. But I guess their referees take enough abuse anyway, so.
That is true.
They're probably used to it at that point in time. That'd be pretty cool if the referees, if we had to see the ball kind of crossing, you know, it's similar to what they have in tennis. That'd be pretty cool. It also save us a lot of time. And it also adds to your point, it adds to the production element and the entertainment value of actually sitting down and watching a football game. I can't tell you how many times these referees try to figure out whether it's a first down or not. You got these old guys jogging on the field, and then they got to stand around. You got to plant the stupid stick, and another guy stretches the stick out. And at that point, Hickey, I have gotten up to the fridge to get another beer. Like, I'm like, but if I see the first down, the computer says it, I'm fine with that.
You know what the worst is, too? When it's on the other side of the field and they got to jog all the way across.
What do you mean? They're supposed to keep up with the play.
Right,
you mean because they're slow?
Like the chain gang's only on one side of the field.
Right.
So,
right.
Like, you ever see like when the guy's tackled on the other side of the field from where they are, they have to run all the way across. They, like, hold the chains, like, just personally, like, waddling out there so they don't move where they are. Oh, it's the worst.
That's accurate. That these guys are not necessarily the most fleet of foot. And I don't know. Why are they all old? Like, do you have to be experienced to do this? Like, is that the case? Like, you talk about waddling. These guys do waddle. I remember Alvin Kamara broke one of the chain games. He broke the guy's leg.
That scream is still in my brain.
Yeah, the guy couldn't move out the way fast enough. I don't think I've ever seen a chain gang guy younger than I want to say 50, man. Come
on. I was going to say 60.
These guys all got, JR is being discriminatory for age. I'm not. But every one of these dudes, they all got white hair. They can't move. They can't jog. Like, what are we doing here? And now we got technology. Yeah, let them guys keep their jobs. Utilize them as backup. So that is going to change. The NFL is going to use Sony Hawkeye technology to measure first downs. Thank you very much. But I can tell you about one thing that is not going to change, at least for now. The NFL owners voted on the tush push. Yeah. The play that the Philadelphia Eagles line up, where they are pretty much successful, what, 82, approximately 85% of the time to get the first down that they're looking for. The play that is really only ran by the Buffalo Bills. The play that is only run less than 1% of the time. Not even 1%. Less than that. A quarter of a percent. Yes, less than 1% of the time the tush pushes ran across the NFL. It's a rarity. You see it pop up with the Philadelphia Eagles and they do it successfully. And every now and then the Bills do it. And nobody else. But the NFL has it out to get rid of the tush push. Roger Goodell basically said today, yes, he spoke to the media. And he basically said, we have no data supporting injuries. He says we don't have enough information that says guys have gotten hurt doing this. But they're waiting on a big injury. And so they're trying to stop the tush push before we have a catastrophic injury. Are you kidding me? Like every time I watch NFL football, I'm waiting, unfortunately, in bated breath for a catastrophic injury. It's inevitable. These guys are running across the field like torpedoes. They're built like Mack trucks. Guys are going to get hurt. Guys are going to get injured. Damar Hamlin was hit at the right place at the right time. And unfortunately, things went wrong. And that guy's heart stopped on the field. Alex Smith got hit on a football field. This man needed approximately 20 surgeries to save his leg from amputation. God bless him. He made it back onto a football field. We have minor instances. A legend like Ronnie Lott. This man almost lost his finger. He did lose his finger. And he decided to rip it off and keep playing. You think about greats. Man, you think about guys like Junior Seau. God rest his soul. No longer hear the toll that the game took on his body and his mind. You think about Earl Campbell and Jim Brown. And think about the physical toll that these guys took and how their bodies and their minds pay for it. But the NFL cares about the tush push. Are we kidding ourselves here? They don't care. They're a bunch of losers trying to figure this one out. I want you to listen to Roger Goodell, because earlier today, he explained why they voted to ban the tush push. Now, listen to this.
There are safety issues that are being considered in that case. We have very little data from it, but it's beyond data. There's also, you know, there's the mechanism of injury that we study, that type of thing that leads us to show the risk involved with a particular player, particular tackle. So those are things that we did discuss. I do think there's a lot of discussion about going back to the previous rule, back to pre-2004. It's a dispute about how long that rule was in play. But the reality of it is, I think that's makes a lot of sense in many ways, because I think it expands it beyond just that single play.
Roger Goodell just said a whole lot of nothing. We don't have any data. We're going to look up some data. We're going to find some data to support the fact that we don't want this play. But nobody can tell you why they don't want this play. This is stupid, man. I've never seen such a bigger waste of time in my life outside of the Green Bay Packers being upset and worried that they can't win. Worry about when. Go get a number one wide receiver. How about you do that? How about your running back thinks that you don't have a number one wide receiver, and maybe if you did, you'd have more success in the postseason. I don't know. Try to keep Jordan Love healthy. Stop worrying about what somebody else is doing. What a loser-ass mentality this is. We got a bunch of other NFL coaches who are basically piling on. Sean McDermott runs the play himself every now and then. He's like, somebody's going to get hurt someday. Somebody's going to get hurt in every game of the NFL. Catastrophic injury? How much time you got? We can go roll through the whole list of catastrophic injuries that unfortunately have taken place on an NFL view. What are they predicting? Paralysis? I don't know. If y'all are worried about that, then say it. Catastrophic injury? I think we've seen a lot in the NFL. Come up with a better reason, or at least share it publicly. Well, this is the NFL. They don't say anything. They don't tell the truth any damn time. At all. Ever. Leave the tush push alone. They need 24 owners to ban it. They only got 16 today. Are we going to have 8 more owners change their mind between now and May? We'll find out. NFL, figure something out. Do something better than this. Leave the damn tush push alone. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We got a lot to get into. I told you about Tiger Woods and his silly joke. The Athletics have moved into Sacramento, and of course they're having problems. Jerry Jones is dishing on his contract negotiations with Michael Parsons. He's saying, who needs his agent? We don't need him. Art Rooney feels good about bringing in Aaron Rodgers. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. Giannis and Ja Morant might be moving on from their respective teams. And you know what? When we come back on the other side of the break, speaking of the NBA and punishments and doing things, we got a couple of guys. We got 5 guys in the NBA who were suspended today for their roles in a brawl, something that we don't see a lot of in the modern NBA. I'm going to tell you what happened and what the NBA did, and they didn't need a vote. They just handed out some punishments. We'll get into that, talk more football. We got a lot to do. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. All right, the NFL has decided to make some rule adjustments for this upcoming year. They're moving the touchback spot from the 30-yard line to the 35-yard line. Both teams are now going to get a chance and an opportunity to score the football in overtime. And when it comes down to the tush push, half the league wants it, and the other half wants to just get rid of it completely. Even with the commissioner and coaches, they're just like, oh, yeah, we don't have any data to back up, you know, the fact that people are getting hurt. But we think one day somebody will get hurt, so we're going to find some data to try to prove that. And so the tush push as it stands today, April 1st, is not banned. But apparently they're going to vote on it again in May. And well, let's wait and see what the NFL does. There are also some good news. I guess if you're trying to speed up the game, the NFL did announce that they're going to be utilizing Hawkeye technology from Sony to determine whether or not a player has advanced the ball and has themselves a first down. This is what happens when all the billionaires and millionaires get together. They make all these decisions like that. Meanwhile, on the NBA, and Joe Dumars, who's basically, I don't want to say runs the league, is a VP over at the NBA working under Adam Silver, does all things player personnel related. Joe Dumars made a decision. I don't know what you were doing on Sunday outside of watching some Final Four action or Elite Eight action on the way to the Final Four. You might have saw the Detroit Pistons get into a fight with the Timberwolves. Yeah, not a game that, you know, people all over the country are just going to say, I want to watch this. But I'm sure you saw the clips of them brawling. You know, let me be careful how I utilize the word brawling. They were pushing and shoving and throwing themselves around underneath the basket, kind of in the first row with the fans. Not something that the NBA wants to see. A matter of fact, this game was very chippy from the get-go. There were 12 technical fouls called. That's the most techs called in a game since 2005. Ultimately, the Pistons lost to the Minnesota Timberwolves. But we have now had 5 suspensions. We had 5 players ejected from the game. And then we had 2 coaches thrown out after Naz Reid was fouled under the basket. I mean, Bickerstaff, the coach of the Detroit Pistons, he got the boot from the game. And Pablo Prigioni, who happens to be an assistant with Minnesota, he got the boot. There was no blood. There were no punches thrown. But obviously, if you got to take it all the way back to the Malice in the Palace, the NBA doesn't want players. They don't want them brawling anywhere near the stands because things can get ugly very quickly. So the NFL owners voting to make decisions? It didn't take long for the NBA to make a decision. Listen to their decision today. This is from CBS Sports HQ.
We got big news from the association. The league office has handed out penalties for Sunday's scuffle between the Pistons and the Timberwolves. Things got heated. Isaiah Stewart handed a 2-game suspension, with the NBA citing his repeated history of unsportsmanlike acts. Other players involved in the brawl will be receiving a 1-game suspension. That includes Dante DiVincenzo and Naz Reid on the Wolves, and Ron Holland and Marcus Sasser on the Pistons. DiVincenzo and Reid will serve their suspensions tonight when the T-Wolves take on the Nuggets. 3 Pistons players will also be sidelined against the Thunder on Wednesday.
Okay. Is that all? And she said Isaiah Stewart with a history of bad behavior. I'm trying to remember. I do remember the time that he tried to chase down LeBron James to punch him. I remember that. Yeah, there was that other time where he clearly pulled Giannis Antetokounmpo out of the air and just yanked him out of the ground by his jersey. He was tossed out for that. Hickey, when is he, like, actually going to hurt somebody? I mean, he's hurt some people already. When is he going to hurt somebody like the NFL thinks somebody's going to get hurt in the tush push?
I mean, he's getting closer, no? Right, like you cite the LeBron chase down, then that's all it was a chase down. And it feels like now every incident he's involved in, it gets a little bit more physical. Now we actually have a little bit of a melee here as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe the next one is the one where he actually, you know, inflicts some real harm.
Is it bad for me to want to see him get into a fight with someone who's going to, like, really fight him?
No, because okay. Honestly, I kind of feel the same way. Like, a lot of these NBA, now this was, like, I would say a pretty good fight. But yeah, all the fake tough guys out there, like...
There was no fight. This was a tussle, right? Like, for a minute there, I had to say to myself, when you got all these dudes, these guys are huge. 6'8 and 6'9 and 230, 240, 250, 260. They're just throwing each other around. I thought for a minute that the suspensions would be more severe. Isaiah Stewart gets a 2-game suspension. And I'm like, hey, they're brawling in the stands. I thought that everybody at minimum was going to miss 2 games. And it's only Isaiah Stewart, basically, because he's been a jerk for as long as I can remember. I feel like the guy's been in the league, I don't know, 3 years, 4 years. He's still young. And the first memory, all of his memories are him trying to fight somebody. So I just thought this, the punishment would be more severe. But I understand it from the NBA's perspective. They don't want to make a big to-do about this. They want it to go away. But specifically when it comes to Isaiah Stewart, his career highlight reel is like being a dirty player. That's it. Like I re-saw the footage of him pulling Giannis out of the air. I'm surprised. And maybe, Hickey, guys legitimately have. Wasn't he talking crap to Draymond a couple of months ago? Maybe that's what it was. I think he was.
Yeah, no, he doesn't back down from anybody. He's not shy.
I think players are afraid of him. Because he pulled Giannis out the air. Hickey, nobody did anything. they just kind of looked and walked over and they moved him out the way. Nobody, if this was the 80s or the 90s, and here I go, back in my day, anybody says this, they're not the same NBA. Like, Charles Oakley would have shoved him into the third row. Like, they would have been scrapping for real. We didn't have one player who went up to him and was just like, hey, you shoving our star. He could have bruised his tailbone the same way we saw Curry. Something worse could have happened. And all the Bucks teammates were just standing around like, oops, Giannis fell. Oopsie daisy. Like, it was no big deal.
You wanted Dame to square up?
Well, not him. He's 6'1", 6'2".
Brooke Lopez?
Come on. Yeah, that guy's 7'1".
How about Giannis's brother? I know he's not on the team anymore, but Thanasis, do something.
Achilles, right? Or somebody.
Yeah, but I've seen him on games in the front row, so... Get out there.
Yeah, you're right. The Milwaukee Bucks don't. Well, where was Bobby Portis? That's a good question.
That's, you know what? That'd be a scrap I'd watch.
And isn't he hurt? What's the deal with him? Is he playing? I don't know.
I don't believe so. I should have to look it up.
Oh, here's the news. Bobby Portis could leave the Bucks this season. What a shock, huh? Oh, that's right. Here we go. I forgot he was suspended a couple weeks ago. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Bobby Portis banned 25 games for a positive test. That's right. He mixed up one drug with another one. Okay.
That's right. That's right. That's why he hasn't been around.
Yeah. He mistakenly took Tramadol instead of Toradol. And his assistant got him the wrong prescription.
The old classic mix-up there.
Yeah, I don't know. Last time I had to get drugs from the pharmacy, they didn't accidentally hand me the wrong drug for me to firsthand take to somebody else for them to accidentally take. I don't know. The Milwaukee Bucks are just, they are cooked completely. You got one guy taking drugs that don't belong to him. You got another poor guy in Damian Lillard who's having a blood clot in his leg. He might be gone for the season. You got Giannis Antetokounmpo playing with Kyle Kuzma, of all people. Like, I don't want to say save Giannis, but this is not good for the Milwaukee Bucks. But we'll get into Giannis later on in the show. Somebody has to come save him. Or maybe part of the reason why the team sucks is because of him. But we'll get into that in a little while. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Speaking of being safe, when we come back from break, it's not just the NFL owners who are sitting around voting on tush pushes and replay rules. We're hearing from a lot of coaches as well. And we've talked for weeks now about the New York Giants, their general manager and their head coach, trying to save their own behinds, bringing in Russell Wilson and Jameis Winston. Well, apparently, as we discussed yesterday with Mark Ross, former New York Giants executive, they could really save their behinds by drafting a quarterback, like let's say a Shedeur Sanders, if he's still available. Brian Daboll, the head coach of the New York Giants, he spoke today, and he had some thoughts about the Giants and their quarterback position. We'll hear from Brian Daboll on the other side of the break. And Jameis Winston was introduced yesterday. I'm sure that's a lot of fun. We'll share some of that with you on the other side.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Well, thank you so much. When I hear that, I don't know if I want to be in, I'm joking. I'm like, do I need to be insulted? The guy say I'm talking slow? Anyway, I appreciate it. I appreciate you. Man, we got so much to get into. Listen, at the top of the hour, I don't want to say we're going to go from dumb to dumber, but we really are. I forgot the other guy from Dumb and Dumber. Is it Jeff Goldblum, I think it is? Jeff Goldblum and Jim Carrey. I feel like we're going from one dumb team to another one. I'm about to tell you I'm about to tell you about the New York Giants. And then when we get to the top of the hour, I'm going to tell you about the Dallas Cowboys. Because Jerry Jones, he just, you know, you got that grandpa that just says crazy things. You go, grandpa, you're not supposed to say that. We don't say that in public. Like, you're not supposed to say. Everybody knows that person that just says the wrong thing. And you just got to internally roll your eyes and just go, oh, man. Just, what are you doing? But anyway, we'll get to Jerry Jones in a minute. Except for he's talking about hundreds of millions of dollars. He's talking about one of his key players. And Jerry Jones had a grandpa moment. We'll get to that. The New York Giants, they don't have a, well, he might be too nice of an old man in John Mara. They got a coach in Brian Daboll, first-time head coach. They have a general manager in Joe Shane, first-time GM in Joe Shane. And the New York Giants have stunk. I mean, damn it, these poor guys had to take over a ship that was sinking already. They had like 1 year of success when Saquon and Daniel Jones were actually healthy. And then they still garbage because Saquon was hurt, unfortunately, playing on a bad team. He got healthy and was playing on a bad team. And then Daniel Jones was just garbage anyway. Now he's gone. Now on his third team in the NFL. Completing for reps in a starting position with Anthony Richardson of the Indianapolis Colts. At some point in time, he will be the starter for the Colts. How it happens, we'll see. When it happens, we'll find out. But when it comes to the New York Giants, before Daniel Jones wanted out in November, And even after that, they finished the season with a record of 3-14. They went nowhere. The New York Giants have the third overall pick in the draft. They just signed Jameis Winston to a contract. And then they went ahead and signed Russell Wilson to a contract. And then they still have the opportunity to select a quarterback at number 3 overall. And Jameis Winston, during his very quiet introductory Zoom press conference, he explained why he decided to join the New York Giants.
The interest that brought me to New York was the fact that there was a quarterback room that they were looking to get better and making a difference in. And I saw that window opportunity open. But just the fact that the Big Apple is the biggest city in the world with the greatest fans in the world as well, to create some popularity, that didn't hurt.
Okay, yeah. I got a chance to potentially play because they got no quarterbacks. And in New York City is also a great place, so let me try to join. Now, Jameis, are you surprised that the New York Giants added Russell Wilson and that he expects to be the starter?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I knew a free agent signing was going to come, or maybe even a draft pick was going to come. But that's their business, man. My business is today. And today I have the privilege of finally becoming a Giant.
Oh, my God. Every week is going to be something new from this guy. Jameis Winston is pure comedy. He is. What a joke he is. Oh, I mean, on the football field, he's like, he has 3 touchdowns and he has 3 interceptions. There's a reason why he's bounced around so much. And when he was actually having a great year down in Louisiana, he got hurt. It sucks for him. Brian Daboll, the head coach of the New York Giants, certainly on the hot seat. The Giants don't have some progress. If they can't make moves or move on from 3 wins with Jameis and or Russell Wilson and or a Shador Sanders, I don't know if he's even available at 3 if the Browns don't take him. Are they going to take a QB? Hey, well, listen, Brian Daboll had an answer for that today.
We're going to go through, you know, the evaluation of all the guys that, you know, that have been on my list to look at and talk to. And again, everything's got to fall in line too, relative to draft picks and where you are picking, and if somebody else gets picked ahead of time, and you know, everybody out there that, you know, oh my gosh, Michael Penix got taken here. You don't know when they're going to get taken. It's, you know, there's affinity you have for a player. If you feel like that player is the right player, and you know, they're sitting there at the pick, whatever pick it is you have, you know, is it a reach? Is it not a reach? Like, I'm not going to get into that. It's how you feel about the player, and you know, does that player match where you want to take them?
Here's a translation. If Shador Sanders is gone, if the Cleveland Browns take Shador Sanders at number 2 overall, we're screwed. It's really as simple as that. If there's a quarterback to their liking available for the New York Giants, I think they'll go ahead and take him. I mean, what are we going to get surprised with, the selection of Jackson Dart? I don't think so. I mean, at that point, if it's not Shador or Cam Ward, you got to go ahead and get somebody like Travis Hunter, right? Brian Daboll was asked that question. How you feel about Travis?
It's really remarkable what he has done and the ability to perform at that level, not really getting a rest. So he's been a fun player to evaluate and to meet and talk with. You know, he's a heck of a player.
Would you use him one way? Is your preference to use him one or both?
Yeah. Well, I'd say we don't have him right now. So
if you got a player like that,
yeah, I'm not going to get
only one.
Yeah, understand the question, Charlotte. I understand the question. We'll evaluate them both at both spots.
Oh, yeah, I can't answer your question, guys. I can't. I'm going to look at everybody and come on now. If Shador Sanders isn't available, then they might take Travis Hunter. Why not? The New York Giants are one of these teams that could use everything on the football field. It wouldn't hurt to have him on the defense and also have a package on offense. The Giants need everything. Somehow, somewhere throughout the course of the draft, they're going to end up with a QB. They have to take a QB if they want to develop. A matter of fact, yesterday, as I mentioned, we had on Mark Ross, a former executive in scouting for the New York Giants, and he pretty much said, yeah, they have to evaluate everything if they want to keep their jobs. Listen to this.
If you're going into the season thinking Jameis and Russ are going to save your job, or you're going to be a good team, and you're just not evaluating your own team well, you're not evaluating those players well, and you're setting yourself up for failure. But at least if you draft Shador, let's just say they get trade from 3 to 2, or Cleveland doesn't take Shador and they end up getting Shador, moving back and taking Jackson Dart. At least you're hopefully buying yourself time with the owner, saying, let me work with this young quarterback. I finally got to bring my own guy in here. Let me coach him up for a couple of years and give me some time.
That's it. Nothing. And thank you, Mark Ross. That was from yesterday. Man, if you want to keep your job in the NFL, the best thing that you can do is go to your owner and beg and say, I drafted a quarterback that I wanted. Not Daniel Jones, not bringing in the NFL corpses of Russell Wilson and Jameis Winston, but I got a guy to develop that I believe in. Let me hinge my future on him and hope that at minimum you get two more years. That's best case scenario for the New York Giants. So the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I told you we're going to go from dumb to dumber, maybe dumbest. The Dallas Cowboys owner said something stupid and insulting today as he tries to negotiate with Michael Parsons. We'll hear from Jerry Jones on the other side. The JR Sport Brief Show, Infinity Sports Network.